Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thy unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thy heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels, maybe to the glory of thy blessed name.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is past 10. I move that we suspend SO52 to commence the business of the House.
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO52 be suspended so that the business of the House may commence. It's been past 10. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Yes, Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to amend the order paper as follows. Item 2, given the situation on the water, the Committee on Water Resources has swiftly responded to the situation and have quickly put out a report, which I believe most of you have accessed through your pigeon holes. So I want to crave the indulgence of the House to accommodate item 3 to be the laying of paper so that the Committee on Water Resources can quickly lay this paper for our discussion at next adjourned date. Then following that, item four, I want to also crave your indulgence for
Mr. Leader, I'm still not clear with regards to what you have said. What are you saying?
Item three should have
the laying of paper. What are you saying in respect of that?
The laying of paper,
there is no laying of paper on the agenda.
Yes, I know. That is what I have amended.
Yes.
For it to be accommodated because of the urgency of this report on the tabled by the Committee on Water Resources.
So which item does that become?
Item three, yes.
Then item three, yes, becomes item four.
Yes, item three becomes item four. But yes, even that, I also want to make the following amendment. Instead of it, item three becoming item four, I ask that three becomes item five.
And five becomes three.
Five becomes four. Five becomes four.
Honorable members, that is the suggestion relating to the amendment as suggested by the leader. I take it that there is no objection. Accepted. So, Mr. Clerk, please act accordingly. Your mic, please.
Record of votes and proceeding for Thursday, 12 May 2016.
Honorable members, we'll go to the votes and proceeding for Thursday, 12 May 2016. Agenda page 1. Page 2. Yes. Yeah. I cannot hear you. Please give him the mobile mic.
Record of vote and proceedings for Thursday, 12th of May, 2016. Page 2, the following honorable members of parliament were absent. Number 1,
I wasn't absent, Mr. Speaker. I was present.
You were in the chamber?
Yes, I was. Yes, sir, I was. Yes, in fact, I'm coming to that as well. There's another error on that.
Okay, Mr. Clerk, take note. Please.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Honorable Mabinti.
Yes, Tuesday, as we said, the 12th, I was absent, but I text the my leader and the deputy that I was bereaved. I lost my brother. So that's why I was absent from Parliament. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Take note. Yes? Dr. Suma. Page what? Yes? You are present. You are in the chamber. Okay. Take note. Page 4.
Page three.
Yes. Yeah. Parang. Give the mobile mic, please. It's not working. What could have happened?
Mr. Speaker, the name Honorable Tarawali Umar Paran haven't been mentioned under absent. We are really on official duty on oversight, the entire works committee. And that is, it is even observed that all the 16 members of the works committee have been placed under absent without excuse.
Mr. Clerk, I think there was a communication to that effect. Have it corrected. Bash.
No, that's the same.
Yes, it affects us. Yes? Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I was present on Thursday.
You are not a member.
But you are corrupted?
I was present.
Okay. Yes, Lahai.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, the last sitting I was present, and my name is here under absent.
Okay. Mr. Clark, yes, I know that you are present on that day. Take note of that. Page 3, page 4. Page 5, yes?
Mr. Speaker, I mean, if you go down to questions posed, the following honorable members spoke, is it to the bill or on the bill?
Honorable JB, that is a technical expression. In English, you have what to call register. Register certain words, go with certain things. Then, really, what people say, the following member spoke on the motion. It is not strictly grammatically correct. What is strictly technically correct is they spoke to the motion. To the motion, I say so. Page 5. Yes, page 6, Page 7. Yes, what page? Page 7.
Page 7 is number 5. Honorable Pateba, Constituency 96. Is Honorable Ibrahim Pateba, Constituency 92.
Have that corrected, please. Page 8. Page 7, yes?
Yes, sir.
Swallow.
Number 3, Honorable Swallow M. Kroma, Constituency 067, not 65.
067.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Page 8. There being no other corrections or amendments, will somebody move for the adoption of the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 12 May 2016?
Mr. Speaker, I so move.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
It has been moved and seconded that the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 12 May 2016 be adopted. All those in favor say aye. All those against it, nay. The other way.
Laying of paper. The majority leader of the House and leader of government. Okay. The chairman, what's our resources committee?
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, please allow me to lay on the table of this honorable House a committee report on water resource, the Committee on Water Resources report on the Freetown water crisis and presentation made by Guma Valley Water Company on the encroachment on water catchment area in the Western area, 17th May 2016.
Okay. Yes. Now the voting. Yes. Yes, Mr. Clark.
The Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendments Act 2016, second reading, the Attorney General and Minister of Justice.
Yes, Mr. Minister. Mr. Minister, you are not very audible. Please adjust the mic.
Honorable Speaker, members of Parliament, I move that the bill entitled the Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendment Act 2016 be read the second time. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the bill is to provide for the use of the existing register of voters for by-elections where the register of voters has not been reviewed or revised in accordance with subsection 8 of section 38 of the Constitution. The bill only contains one provision stating that the registration of voters and the conduct of elections in every constituency shall be subject to the direction and supervision of the Electoral Commission, and the Commission should cause the register of voters to be revised at least once in every 3 years, provided that where the register of voters has not been reviewed or revised in accordance with the provision, by-election should be conducted using the existing register of voters. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that the bill entitled the Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendment Act 2016 be read the second time.
Honorable members, the question is that the bill entitled the Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendment Act 2016 be read the second time. Yes, Honorable Daniel, please give him the mic.
Thank you very much, Mr. Okay. Speaker.
Okay. Sorry. At this point, I don't allow any member of parliament to leave the chamber. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this bill is very, very important and at the same time, very simple and uncontroversial. But it is very important. It is not a controversial bill. It is straightforward, it is clear, and it serves a nationalistic purpose. If this bill is passed today, or the amendment is being done today by this Honorable House, it certainly serves a nationalistic purpose. In every law-making process, in every prudent law-making process, there's always room for amendments due to unforeseen circumstances, unforeseen challenges. And the 1991 Constitution is no exception to this general rule. It's no exception that there's room for amendment provided it is necessary. And I'm here to inform this House that this amendment is necessary. It is good for the people of this country. It is good for our legislative process. Because as I speak to you now, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, there are certain seats that are vacant. And some of those seats represent quite a large number of Sierra Leoneans who deserves to be represented, who deserves to be heard through their representatives. And they are yearning for that. So how long can we continue to maintain the present status quo wherein those people will never be heard, they will never be represented, they will never be thought about, nothing absolutely. Is that correct? Are they not Sierra Leoneans? Don't they have the right to be heard? Mr. Speaker, I'm not going to say much. I only want to inform this House that this is the exact purpose why this amendment is necessary. In other words, they are deprived now. It's no human fault. Some is out of nature. Some is due to greener pastures, which is good for us. But nevertheless, no matter the reason, the fact is that there are now gaps. We have gaps. And those gaps need to be filled. And if we are to fill this gap, then
this amendment is necessary. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, without wasting much time, I strongly recommend that we pass this amendment today, quickly, and now, in the interest of our Sierraleoneans, who are currently not represented. They have the right to be represented. On that note, I close my case, and I urge this honorable house that we support this bill, this amendment, for the interest of this country. Thank you very much.
Yes, Honorable Para.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I also rise to support this amendment. I support this amendment because laws are made by men for the conduct of society. We have laws become obsolete, men should also come together to change such obsolete laws to conform with the existing order of the day, I mean the status quo. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, having said this, I just want to throw light on a few issues. Number one, it is my soundest conviction that where subsection 8 is going to be amended, we should consider the following. That one, the existing register that will be used should contain the names of only those registered voters who we are registered and whose names are on the register of voters. What am I saying? We have seen in the past, where even where existing registers have been used during by-elections, the police have played a central role. The police is not NEC. The Republic of Sierra Leone Police has its own specific function. NEC is charged with the responsibility to manage the electoral process. So bringing the police into the management of electoral process, in the sense that the police become a guarantor, where, for example, a voter misplaces his or her voter ID card and a regulation is made that you should get to the police, make a report, and get clearance for you to use any other means of identification to vote. That is bad practice, Mr. Speaker. That is utterly a bad practice. It is a bad practice because it gives room to suspicion, to tension, to even rigging. And for Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we are in subsection 8 is going to be amended. We will want to see a clear proviso should be captured to clearly define those who are qualified under the register of voters that have not been reviewed to vote. In other words, I am saying, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, that we are an existing register has not been reviewed and it is going to be used for the conduct of a by-election. It is only those persons who possess a valid identification card and whose names are embedded in that register should be qualified to vote in such a by-election. We will do it. We will do it. Sierra Leone will not. The people of this country will not want to see a situation in which existing voter registers are used to disadvantage.
Order on this side, please. Go on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, for your protection. As I said, the people of Sierra Leone will not want to see a situation wherein a group of people or a set of people are disadvantaged simply because an existing register of voters is being used or manipulated as it used to be. As it used to be, using the Republic of Sierra Leone police as an extension of NEC. The Sierra Leone police is not an extension of NEC. The Sierra Leone police is not an organ of NEC. The Sierra Leone police is not part of NEC. And therefore, should not be used in any election to give clearance to voters to be qualified to use other voter ID cards to vote. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, inasmuch as we need this and we require it, it gives credence to the democratic process of the state. We need it and we need this amendment. However, wherein we are amending, we should be cautious. And I therefore submit that during committee stage, we strongly add a proviso that will clearly define those who are qualified under the existing register of voters. I thank you.
Yes, Mowai.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the constitution before us in the form of bill to be amended
is not the democratic parliament. Democratic parliament. And it should be seen to work.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. It's not the issue of the amendment that is controversial per se. But what we are saying here is that whatever condition or clause that we are going to amend should also enhance and ensure content validity. And how do we achieve that? It should be very clear, easily understood by the people of Sierra Leone. Bills are made or passed into law for people to understand clearly. It should not be controversial in content. The controversiality of the bill here is that we know very well the recent registration process was done on biometric procedure. And I would have actually loved the minister to have mentioned that here for the people to understand. It's not only the issue of existing register, but you have to make it clear that the register we are talking about is biometric. And you use the word recent, in fact, because all the processes we have gone through are still existing. They are not dead. But it should be very much made clear for the people to understand. And as my colleague rightly said here, the people who are registered as voters for those by elections, for the purpose of which we are amending here, should be made very clear to that particular ward or constituency in which that by election or elections should be conducted. Otherwise, there will be a controversy. I would like to revise. The last but not the least, it is clearly spelled out in our constitution here that this register should be revised by NEC. In fact, the question is, why has not NEC revised or reviewed the register, taking us to this particular stage? Why? Negligence. They have enough time to have done that. Instead of taking us to amendment and so forth, this is the issue we should be talking about here. So I thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Ali Hassan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it seems 2012 has gone too soon for us to forget that we did a biometric registration before the conduct of the 2012 elections. All registered voters has their pictures affixed on the register with their names on that specific register. So I think to say this amendment will lead to people who are not on the register to gain access to vote in an area where they were not registered, aided by the police, is in itself a self-deception, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have faith in the institution of policing in this country. We must have faith in our police. We must have faith in the constitution that gives the power or that leads to the establishment of the police for the security of our people and for the protection of our people, for the welfare of our people. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, let me just refer my...
For the Rado, please give the honorable member a chance to make his point. Go on.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, let me refer my brothers and sisters in this world to the Constitution, Section 5, B and C. It's simple. It's simple. For the protection of the states, for the security and the welfare of our people, we shall have a police force. And that's what the police are doing during election process. Nobody is saying if there are any plans to cause confusion during the upcoming elections, you will face the police strong arm. Let me warn you, our police force in the past is not the same as the police force now. That's because you think you can commit crime and go away with it free. That's not the... Mr. Speaker, honorable members, my colleague from Kwenadugu had explicitly stated the necessity for the amendment of this provision in the Constitution. We have our brothers and sisters who are Sierra Leoneans, who are supposed to be represented in this House of Parliament, but they've lost their members of Parliament. And in so doing, it is but prudent on the part of us members of Parliament of this generation to just make an amendment. Having passed 3 years, the voter registration has not been updated for them to have their say in the democratic process of this country. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, to say the police are aiding election malpractice, I will not. That's where it all started. That's where it all started. Security during election is an essential and integral part of every democratic process. So why are you having problem with the presence of police officers during the conduct of elections? Why? Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this amendment is non-controversial. All it is saying, in the absence of an update of the voter registration, let us just amend this part of the Constitution so that our brothers and sisters will have their right. They cannot be disenfranchised. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable Bernadette Lahai.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, let me start my intervention by wishing everybody a good morning. We in the Pan-African Parliament, we have been away almost 3 weeks, and we are back. We want to say a big thank you for holding the fort for us, especially my acting minority leader.
Honorable leader, I want to take liberty of this situation to welcome Honorable Francis Konua.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I said I especially want to thank the acting minority leader, JB Mansare, who has dexterously handled the affairs of the minority side in the absence of us three. So I thank you. He held the fort, and I'm sure there was very good cooperation on this side. Thank you very much. What we have before us, I want to toe the line of those that have spoken before us. What we are about to do is very, very necessary. It has arisen because of past, of our recent past. Every 3 years, the voter register is to be revised, because we know that every 3 years, we have citizens of this country who would have been below 18 years when the voter register was last revised, and 3 years on, they would have become the age, attained the age of voting. So I think that was one of the reasons. And then also, we know that Sierra Leoneans who may have been outside.
Sorry, Madam Leader, nobody is to leave the chamber.
Also, within those 3 years, there may be Sierra Leoneans who have been residing in the diaspora and now have come to settle down in their country, and they are contributing to national development, and who also want to exercise their franchise by becoming a registered voter if they didn't have the opportunity to come and register during the last election. So, why are we doing this now? The 2015 would have been the year for the revision of this voter register, because I'm sure we did the revision in 2012, just before the election in 2012. But you know that in 2015, we are fighting the Ebola. So we couldn't have done the register revision. So we have been taken over by events.
My wife.
Now, we have situation in which we have lost one of our colleagues in 001 to death, and another colleague in 050 has now moved to the executive. We now have two constituencies who are in dire need of representation, but we have been caught by the law. We have not revised the register for 3 years. So I think One, we have a moral responsibility to those constituents in those two constituencies to have a representative to represent them. So what we are doing is amending the constitution so that we give provision to those people to be represented. What are we doing? We are just saying that we continue to use the existing voter register that was developed in 2012 for us to do this by-election and any subsequent by-elections until we have revised the existing voter register. I think that is why we are here to do. And what that means simply is that, for example, if constituency 001 by 2012 had 50,000 registered voters, then it is those 50,000 registered voters and not even one more should add to that 50,000. Of course, we expect the number to have reduced because within that time, some people would have died. So they are no longer eligible to vote. Some would have left this country for other places and would not be in a position to come and vote. Those will be the two conditions under which we expect the number to have reduced. But under no circumstance would we expect that at the end of elections in these two constituencies, we would have added by one person over and above the certified registered voter for those constituencies. That is the concern. That is the concern our members are raising here. But we expect that, of course, like all elections, some people would have lost their voter ID cards. So if that situation happens, the Electoral Act is also very clear, especially for electronic voting. What do you do? Where do you go? Where do you bring report of your lost voter card? Afterwards, with the electronics, your name is there, your fingerprint is there, your photo is there. So you report to the police, you are given a letter, you go for verification, and during the day of the election, once you go back to that very polling station where you were registered and where you voted in 2012, you give your name, they will open the voter register, they will look at your photo and your fingerprint and your name, and we expect that once you have qualified all those criteria, you will be given your voter ballot to vote. Otherwise, we don't expect any person, for example, to leave Freetown who was not a registered voter to go to Kailahun 001 to vote there. We don't expect anybody to move from Makeni to go to Lonsa who was not in the register in 2012 to vote. We don't expect that. If you do that and you are caught, the law is going to deal with you. The law will deal with you. So that is what we expect. We don't expect anything more. We don't expect anything less. That is what we expect. So with this, I think it is in place for us to open or to amend this constitutional provision so that our brothers and sisters in these two constituencies and subsequent constituencies or ward before the next voter election will be given the opportunity to elect those MPs or councillors that they will want them to represent either in parliament or in the council. I think this is what we are doing. So, honourable members, we must hasten so that because constituency 101, which is under SFPP, we need our new member of parliament from the SFPP to come and sit here. And also, this time, we also now are going in 050 to make sure that this time we take it from you and we add it to our number here. We are confident, we are coming, it's happening. So we don't want to waste the Electoral Commission's time. We want it so that as soon as possible, instead of 42, we will add to our one more so that we become 43. And any subsequent election, be rest assured that we are coming. The Northern Province is no longer your stronghold. Eh? It is nobody's stronghold. It is only your stronghold when the people want it to be. Constituency 050 is ours this time to keep. I promise you. So, honorable members, let us approve this constitution amendment so that we will hasten to give our people representation in the two constituencies. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Madam Minority Leader, for that brilliant education. You have really educated some of us who have some misunderstanding on the issue. What I want to add here, or to underscore or emphasize here, is, of course, vacancies in Parliament are caused by various factors, including death. So therefore, it is very, very imminent that we'll be having by-elections, you know. So if we're having by-elections, this amendment is very, very necessary. And the bill here is very, very explicit. It talks about existing register. So we are not going to use another register, but the existing register. Honourable members, regulations, when after being passed from through this house, there are laws. So the regulation also, as emphasized by the minority leader, is very clear. The regulation says if you lost your voter ID card, the process is there. You must do a police report. And it is not only happening about losing a voter ID. I mean, these are regular procedures for any crime. You go to the police, you make a police report for them to investigate, and they ascertain that, yes, this person actually lost or something is done to him or her. So therefore, let us be very clear so that we don't send the wrong signals to our people. You know. So this answers the question that for us, Parliament is the supreme law-making body, because we cannot leave some of these things because they are now in the constitution. I remember when we were passing, when we were about to pass the speaker's bill here, the amendment. Oh, the constitutional review commission is now in progress. Why don't you wait? What about such situations? You see, so we are responding to situations that need to be corrected instanta. So that is what we are doing. We thank the Minister of the Attorney General and Minister of Justice for being here with us to answer to the call of the necessity for us to actually do this amendment. Thank you very much.
Mr. Minister.
Honourable Speaker, let me seize the opportunity to thank the members of Parliament for their contributions to this bill. I crave the indulgence, Mr. Speaker, to permit me to congratulate the Minority Leader for the representation at the Pan-African Parliament, together with her team. And Honourable Speaker, members of Parliament, I join the chorus of members of this House who have given support to the bill, and on the singular reason that in a lawmaking process, there is always an opportunity for amendment. And in any situation where there is need, we rise up to that occasion. And the purpose of this bill, as it has been echoed around the room today, it is to fill in the gaps, give opportunity to our people to be represented. The House is a very key instrument of state governance, and every salient must be given the opportunity to express his or opinion through the members of this House. And that is, in a nutshell, why we are here. Following also with the point raised by Honorable Paran, I agree with him totally about his conviction on the amendment, and that the issue of nomenclature does not arise, that this is an existing register that we want to use. No matter what name you want to refer to it, it is the existing register that we are going to use. And I beg to differ on the area of the proviso to be captured in the Constitution. A Constitution is not where you put everything in. We'll leave it for posterity. It is a sacred document. And as such, it is limited to those matters that appertain to key issues that must be addressed in the Constitution. Without taking away the steam from his windmill, definitely the aspect of the proviso can be included in a subsequent regulation. But it is all provided in the Elections Act. And so your point is well catered for, Honorable Paran. And on the issue of the biometric, similarly, we are all aware that it was a biometrically held elections, and I did not repeat that. And so when we speak to the existing register, we are talking about the biometrically held elections. And of course, I also join in the rhyme of Honorable Alassane speaking to the security and peace, and also vis-a-vis against the democratic process. I would hesitate to comment on the aspect of the police because as Attorney General, I speak on empiric evidence, and I wait to have evidence before me and I can comment. And, in the area of the minority leader, again, I thank her for her commentary. And indeed, we had been overtaken by events. That is why we are here. And wherein we are caught by the law, we have to go according to the law and ensure that the principles of the Constitution stand tall in this country. And having said that, I agree with her absolutely also that we do have a moral responsibility as leaders of this nation, either in the legislative branch or in the executive branch, that we have a moral responsibility to our people to give them that which is due. And that is why we are here. That is why this bill is here, to ensure that they have an opportunity to be heard. I thank you, Honorable Speaker, members of Parliament. I now move that the bill be read, that the bill be read a second time.
Honourable members, the question is that the bill entitled, and then after that, you don't say those for CI, you just say the bishop.
Okay.
It's a clerk roll call.
Okay. See? Honourable members, the question is that the bill entitled the Constitution of Saloon Amendment of 2007 be read the second time. And at this point, Honourable members, because of the significance of this particular amendment, the rules have to be followed to the letter. There is therefore going to be a digression from what has been normal. So at this point, Mr. Clerk, I ask for a division.
Once we get a full forum, maybe the same thing was there.
No. I ask for a division. Honorable members, please remain seated. number voting. Honourable members, some people may be asking, some honourable members may be asking, why this digression? You go to your constitution, section 108, subsection 2, paragraph B. Paragraph B. 108, subsection 2, paragraph B. For the edification of members of parliament, please. So that is it. The roll call. Is Mr. Kim back? Honourable members, please attention. Now the roll call. If your name is called, you say either aye or nay. Please. Roll call.
Honorable Ali James ND. Honorable General Aremba. Absent.
Absent. Put A. Absent.
Honorable Bine Bangura. Honorable Ibrahim M. Bangura.
Absent.
Honorable Mabinti H. Bangura. Honorable PC Banya Muhammad Samaka Londo. Honorable Prince Lapea Boima. Honorable Komba A.S. Boya. Honorable Mustafa M. Brahma. Honorable Samuel H. Bremer. Honorable Samuel H. Bremer. Honorable Patricia Omudanke Bangura. Honorable Ibrahim R. Bundu. Honorable Ibrahim R. Bundu. Honorable Bundu Songoa. Honorable Bama Conte.
Absent.
Honorable Karifala Sheku Konte. Honorable Kemoko Konte. Honorable Dr. Eadabunde. Honorable Alhaji Siri Dumbuya. Honorable Mohammed Jawara Kamara. Honorable Eba Tamba Ento Chema. Honorable Safa Toma. Honorable Sanasi Faudu. Honorable Dauda D. Faundu. Honorable Amadou Fofana. Honorable Mabinti Fona. Honorable Gladys Bapi Brema. Honorable Ashan B. Sharif. Honorable Dr. Buba Kejabi. Honorable Abuja Jua. Honorable Abuja Jua. Honorable Edward S. Jango. Honorable David Johnson. Honorable Moses B. Joki. Honorable PC Mansa Paki Kabombo. Honorable Ansumana Jai Kaikai. Honorable Alex MJ Kaimpomu. Honorable Francis Amara Kaisamba. Honorable Dauda JB Kalong. Honorable Abi Kaloko. Honorable Ali Kaloko. Honorable Ali Kaloko. Honorable Ali Kaloko. Honorable Bai Kaloko. Honorable Claudie M. Kamanda.
Order, please.
Honorable Albadin Kamara. Honorable Alansan Kamara. Honorable Alansan Jero Kamara. Honorable Usman Sise Saliu. Honorable Ibrahim Kamara. Honorable Kombo Kamara. Honorable Mohamed Kamara. Honorable Nicholas Kamara. Honorable Saidu Baba Kamara. Honorable Alusain Kane. Honorable Abdul Salam Kanu. Honorable Amadu Kanu. Honorable Almamiji Kabu. Honorable Patrick Lahai M. Kabu. Honorable Dr. Roland Furi Kabu. Honorable Alfred Brahma Kata. Honorable PC Brahma Victor Sidi Kebi. Honorable Lansana Ibrahim Kemokai. Honorable Komba Ikwedioma. Honorable PC Joseph Ali Kavra Kongomo. Honorable Francis Amara Konua. Honorable Abu Bakar Kuruma. Honorable Danebi Kuruma. Honorable Saliu M. Kuruma. Honorable Emma Josephine Kua. Honorable Frank Kosoa. Honorable Frank Kosoa. Honorable Ellen Kuyembe. Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai. Honorable Alpha B. Liwali. Honorable Andrew Victor Lunge. Honorable Ajibola Mali Spain. Honorable Yusufu B. Mansare. Honorable Mohamed L. Mansare. Honorable Saidu Mansare. Honorable Ali Balansama PC Mara. Honorable Alusain Mara. Honorable Lahai Mara. Honorable Roski Momokani Mbayo. Honorable Momo Moyai. Honorable Munda Habib Bakar. Honorable Ali Badara Kemunu. Honorable Emma Emmanuel F. Kua. Emmanuel F. Kua. Honorable Prince Mambu Pewa. Honorable Prince Mambu Pewa. Honorable Hassan Henedada. Honorable Dixon M. Rogers. Honorable Dixon M. Rogers. Honorable Bokarin Nomoli Salam Salami. Honorable PC Baibure Salulubu. Honorable PC. Honorable Sasanda. Honorable PC Baikur. Honorable Ibrahim Knox Sanko. Honorable Sisi Hassan Abdul. Honorable Sheku Sano. Honorable Dr. Abdullah Sisi. Honorable Danwai Sisi. Honorable Kusan. Honorable Veronica K. Sisi. Honorable Veronica K. Sisi. Honorable Dr. Shosua. Honorable Bashiru Siliki. Honorable Mabinti Khadija Sila. Honorable Muluku Suleiman Sisi. Honorable Rosalind J. Smith. Honorable PC Fasuluku Sonsiama. Honorable Frederick Sandy Suri. Honorable Mima Emma Soba Stevens. Honorable Dr. Fode Aisuma. Honorable Moses Ali Soare. Honorable Moses Ali Soare. Honorable Taworo Tara Kuruma. Honorable Omar Paran Tarali. Honorable Arun Aaron Aruna Kuruma. Honorable Sa Tengbe. Honorable Mohamed Ketoli. Honorable Mohamed Ketoli. Honorable Solomon Sege Portomos. Honorable Tom Isaac Stoker. Honorable Mohamed S. Sidi Tunis. Honorable Ibrahim Ben Kabu. Honorable Thomas B. Ture. Honorable PC Alhaji Balsebu Rayek II. Honorable Fore Radoyoki. Honorable Ibrahim Pateba. Honorable Rijana Mara. Honorable Leonard S. Fofana.
Is there anybody in the chamber whose name has not been called? Anybody? The only observation is, Honorable Parantrawali, you did speak in favor of the bill. Why did you say no? Nay. Honorable, Honorable Baram, you are an honorable member. You supported the bill, and very clearly. Now, why did he say nay? Sit down. Mr. Clark.
Dine? I got now, 81. No.
Yes, Mr. Ansane, what is your number? Quickly! I've been counting.
I don't understand.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have 81 ayes, 33 absentees, 5 nays, and 3 vacant seats, sir.
So, what is the two thirds? We have now 122. It's 81. So, honorable members, the height of it.
The bill entitled the Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendments Act 2016, being an act to amend the Constitution of Sierra Leone 1991 to provide for the use of existing register of voters for by-elections where the register of voters has not been reviewed or revised in accordance with subsection 8 of section 38 has been read a second time. Committee stage. Amendment of Section 38 of Act Number 6 of 1991 stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chair.
Plus one. Mr. Minister, would you like to take your seat for the time being, please? Mr. Yansane, please announce what is properly the case. What is it? No, we are finished with that. Now the House is now in committee. Yes, Anne. Clause what?
Clause one, stand part of the bill.
Mr. Minister, please guide the minister.
Mr. Chair, honorable members of parliament, I move that amendment of section 38 of Act No. 6 of 1993. Mr. Chair, clause 1, stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, Honorable Bash, that is certainly not parliamentary. Honorable members, the question is, clause 1 of stand part of the bill. Clause 1, do stand part of the bill.
Yes.
Dr. Jabi.
Mr. Chairman, I have some concern with the text vision, especially in respect of its internal consistency, internal textual consistency of the provision. Relating in particular to the use of the words reviewed or revised. We will see that the
where do these words appear in the text?
Appear in both sections or should appear in both sections.
No, Dr. Jabi. Dr. Jabi, you are a lawyer. Don't say it should appear. Lawyer, it must be precise.
About what?
What are the words here?
I said reviewed.
Where does review appear here?
Reviewed and revised. Just a minute, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, okay, yes. In the second paragraph. Provided
in the
that
so. In where the register provides so.
Yes.
Now, the proviso says, provided that where the register of voters has not been reviewed or revised,
yes,
there is a presumption in that,
yes,
that the main provision provides for both reviewed or revised. Because let us be very careful here. The main provision, Mr. Chairman, if with your leave I can read it.
Yeah, please do.
Says the registration of voters and the conduct of elections in every constituency,
yes,
shall be subject to the direction and supervision of the Electoral Commission. And it shall cause the register of voters to be revised at least once in every 3 years.
Yeah.
That is the basic presumption in the draft.
Yes.
But the proviso,
yes,
says
I can see the point.
Reviewed.
Dr.
Jabi,
I can see the point.
Thank you very much.
Where the first paragraph has revised.
Only revised.
Where there is another word, reviewed, it creates a room for ambiguity.
And there is a presumption that it should have been,
yes,
in the main provision.
Yes, okay.
Now when you look also at the provision that is being amended.
Yes.
That is section 38. It also uses the words revised and reviewed. So there is a relative consistency between the provision to be amended and the proviso to the proposed amendment, whereas in the proposed amendment, there is no repeat or review of revised and review.
Yes.
I think the proviso is more ample and appropriate than the preliminary main provision in this respect. And I would therefore suggest that we slightly amend the main provision here by saying, and it shall cause the register of voters to be reviewed
or revised.
Yes. At least once in every 3 years.
Okay.
Three months.
Mr. Minister.
3 years.
Mr. Minister.
No objection, Mr. Speaker.
Certainly. Yes, honourable members. Yes, Param.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I want to draw your attention to the proviso again. For sure, Mr. Speaker, if we have not reviewed the register, Mr. Chairman, if we have not reviewed the register, meaning we have already franchised a good number of people. Equally, yes, due to Ebola again, if you have lost your ID card, you should be disenfranchised. Equally, Mr. Speaker, what is also wrong, Mr. Chairman, what is also wrong if those persons who within the last 3 years have in a particular constituency or ward misplaced their ID cards? Therefore, I want to move that the proviso at the end be read, provided that where the register of voters has not been reviewed or revised in accordance with this subsection, by-elections shall be conducted using the existing register of voters who possess current voter ID cards. And
go on.
And with this, with this, Mr. Speaker, it is implied that this provision takes precedence over any other existing law.
Mr. Minister. Sorry, Mr. Minister. Yeah, please sit down. Yes, Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, without prejudice to the agreement, the Minister, to the presentation of Dr. Jabi, I see here review and revise. Review, in my opinion, is when intermittently issues such as losing your ID card do occur. It is not occasion like when you have an election. When your ID is lost, and you go through the process and procedure by which it can be restored. When your name comes back to the, please be civil. I say it by how I understood it. So there are two processes. There are two processes. The process of reviewing, and I take example of when before we pass the minutes of the parliamentary sittings here, certain information is being reviewed before it is finally adopted. So what I'm seeing here is it is very, very deliberate in the part of the Constitution to include those two words, to review in the process of other administrative arrangements when voter IDs are lost. And revise is the general occasion when an election is about to occur. That is my submission, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I may comment on the point. No, Mr. Chair.
Okay, sit down. Now I put the question. What is it, Paran? Paran, sit down. Now the question. Paran has made a suggestion to the effect that there should be a further proviso, which you did hear. Everybody had it, I'm sure. All those in favor of. Now it is not a motion. He did not move a motion. But I am at liberty to do so now. I am at liberty. Sit down. Oh, you want to move a motion? All right, okay.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to move that the words who I hereby move that the words who possess current voter ID cards be added to the proviso.
Any seconder? Any counter motion? A counter motion? Yes. Any seconder of the counter motion? Yes. Therefore, I put the question. Honorable Rado. What does a counter motion mean? A counter motion means a motion has been moved and somebody is against that motion. You know, he needs not say what his own motion is. He's against that motion. That's a counter motion. That is why, in such cases, for instance, if there was no dissenting voice, then I would say the motion is carried nem con. That is nemine contra sedente. Nobody contradicts. So in this case, there is a counter motion. I therefore put the question. Honorable members, now you've heard the suggestion of the Honorable Paran by way of a motion, and somebody has moved a counter motion. All those in favor of Honorable Paran's point of view, say aye.
Aye.
All those against, say nay.
Nay.
The nays have it. Any more? Yeah, Mr. Minister. Honorable members, the question is that section clause 1 do stand part of the bill. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay.
Nay.
The ayes have it.
Clause 1.
Clause 1 form part of the bill. The House resumes. Mr. Minister, please report on the bill.
Honorable Speaker, Members of Parliament, I report that the bill entitled the Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendment Act 2016, having gone through the Committee of the Whole House, I now move that the bill be read the third time and passed into law. With the amendments attached.
In that, done. Any question back?
Yes.
Honorable members, the question is that the bill be read the third time and passed into law. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay.
Nay.
The ayes have it.
The bill entitled The Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendments Act 2016, being an act to amend the Constitution of Sierra Leone 1991 to provide for the use of the existing register of voters for by-elections where the register of voters has not been reviewed or revised in consonance with subsection 8 of section 38, has been read a third time and passed into law.
Mr. Clark. Yes, Mr. Clark.
Announcement.
Mr. Leader. Yes, you want to say something, Mr. Leader?
Honorable members, because
order.
As the Committee on Water Resources has laid on this table their report and given the urgency that this report deserves, I want to crave the indulgence of this House for members to read this report. It contains very important material for the education of the people of this country on the facts and the figures about the water situation.
Yes, Mr. Hassan.
Also pay attention to the financing agreement, but...
No, sorry, Mr. Leader.
Yes. I've got it now.
Yes, Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Please go ahead. No announcement, Mr. Yansane. Please pay attention. We are still on the other paper.
Item 5.
We are still on the other paper for the day, Mr. Yansane.
You've not been there, sir. I think
government motion. The Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
You want to come on now, Mr. Leader?
Yes. Honorable members, due to technical administrative reasons, the Minister cannot present this bill here this morning. So therefore, this bill is going to be considered on the next sitting or adjourned date. Thank you very much for your understanding.
Yes, Mr. Whip.
Honourable members, the time is 12. I move that we suspend 805 to continue the business of the
House. Any seconder?
So second, Mr. Speaker.
Honourable members, it has been moved and seconded that 805 be suspended so that the business of the House may continue. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Yes.
Yes. Based on what I said before the end of the, I'm still appealing to members that given the situation of the water in this country and the response given by the committee in this House to explain to the people of this country through their members of parliament, I urge that at the next adjourn date we consider the following item, which is the Committee on Water Resources Report on the Freetown Water Crisis and presentation made by Guma Valley Water Company on encroachment on water catchment areas in Western Area, 17th May 2016, that was laid on the table of this House. Then also the project agreement and the financing agreement, which should have been presented today, has now been deferred to the next agenda. Thank you very much.
Announcements. Meeting with parliamentarian male champions for gender equality. The consortium of four organizations, World Vision, Action Aid, Network Movement for Justice and Development, NMJD, and Advocacy Movement Network, AMNET, implementing the Women Empowered for Leadership and Development, WELD, project will meet with the parliamentary male champions for gender equality immediately after sitting in committee room number one. All identified male champions, 35 in number, are expected to attend this very important meeting. Members are reminded that training is in progress at the main bowl of the National Stadium from Tuesdays to Thursdays every week. We look forward to seeing you on in the National Stadium. Signed, Honorable Dr. Fode Suma, team manager. The following parliamentary committees meet as follows. 1. Committee on Internal Affairs. Meeting of the MDAs under the committee's purview commences on Wednesday, 18th to 23rd May 2016 at 11 a.m. in the conference room of the administrative building. 2. Committee on Defense and Presidential Affairs to meet with the office of G7 Plus in the conference room of the main building after sitting is adjourned. 3. Committee on Youth Affairs meet in committee room number 3 after sitting is adjourned. Committee on Political and Public Affairs meet tomorrow, Wednesday at 12 p.m. to familiarize with MDAs under the committee's purview. 5. Committee on Lands, Country Planning and the Environment meet after sitting is adjourned in committee room number 1.
Is adjourned to Thursday, 19th May 2016 at 10 a.m. I am very, very sorry. Please resume your seat. Yeah, Mr. Leader, I was going to warn that we cannot adjourn to another day without the minister appearing. If that happens, the office of the clerk and the minister would be held responsible, and necessary and appropriate action would be taken. Necessary and appropriate action would be taken. To be on the safe side, therefore, may I ask respectfully that the adjournment date, as previously announced, be moved to Tuesday, the 24th of May, 2016. At 10 a.m.